namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Bhave. As we rejuvenate the devotional service of hearing, remembering, worshipping, and so on, in order that the conditioned soul suffering from material pains might take advantage and gain liberation.
Abhi asmin klishmananam abhidya kamakarma. Abhi asmin klishmananam abhidya kamakarma bhi. Sabanas maranarhani katishan hitiketana. This is very important verse. Bhave asme. Asme means this. And bhave, the material world. Bhava means to grow. Grow means which has taken birth. That requires grow. In the material world, there are six kinds of changes. First of all, birth, then grow, then stay for some time, then producing some byproduct, then diminishing, dwindling, and then vanish. These are the six kinds of changes. That's like this body. It has taken birth at a certain date. And it has grown, that the child is growing. And growing, it will stay. Not immediately vanish. It will stay. And while staying, it will create some byproduct. From this body, so many sons and daughters will come, byproduct. Even tree, they produce also, everyone. Then it becomes old, no more strength, and when it is very old, finished. These are called saravika. That is on account of this body. So, after finishing this body, then I am not finished. I am there. I am this gross body finished, but I am within this subtle body, mind, intelligence and ego. The subtle body carries me to another gross body. These so-called scientists, medical men, they cannot see the subtle body. Although one has to accept, it's like, I have got mine, you have got mine. But I cannot see your mind, you cannot see my mind. I have got intelligence, you have got intelligence, everyone knows. But you cannot see my intelligence, I cannot see your intelligence. They are very subtle. So, and beyond that, the spirit soul is still subtle. So minute quantum. So what these material scientists will see, they cannot see the mind, intelligence, ego, and what to speak of the soul. Therefore they say, this body is everything, and there is nothing more. But actually there is not the fact. The fact is that the spirit soul is very, very small. Kesagra sadabhagastha sadabha kulipitastha cha. Kesagra, the tip of the hair, agrabhag, front portion. Sadabhagastha, you divide into, can you do it? Take one hair and divide it into 100 parts. No, that is not possible. But if the direction is there, if you can, you can do it. Satavhāva, then again take one part of that Satavhāva, 100 part, again make it 100 part. It is not possible, impossible by the so-called scientists. But how to learn? Then you have to learn from the authority. It is like this, that much. It is not under your experimental knowledge. That is not possible. Because your knowledge is so imperfect, you cannot deal with these things. But these rascals, they think, because it cannot deal with these things, they think that the matter is the cause of life. Matter, material. But that is, they have not been able to do so. Take matter in the laboratory, chemicals, and produce a small insect with hands and legs and eyes. We see every night. It's small, very, very small, but still it has got hands, legs and everything. Eyes, otherwise how they are coming to the light? Very small. So, we are getting bhava. Bhava from the small insect up to the Brahma. Abrahma bhavana stamma. Abrahma stamma. Everyone. That is called bhava. There are 8,400,000 different forms of life, and we are finishing one body, entering another body. Tathādhi hāntara prāpti. Krishna says, either you have to reject Krishna's word, or you have to reject all these so-called scientific research. But we are placed to Krishna consciousness. We cannot reject Krishna's word. So it is accepted that tathādhi hāntara prāpti. Now Krishna says that you have to accept another body. Everyone has to accept. Now he does not say that after this body, the next change will be this body. He does not say. He does not say. So, because that will depend, as it is said here, avidya kama karma bhi. Avidya, the every living entity is within this material world under avidya. Avidya karma sangha anya titya satsirishati. There are many potencies of God, Krishna. Parasa Shakti, Bhidhayu Siddhate, many millions. So they have been summarized into three. What is that? The external potency, internal potency. Two, and third, marginal potency. The marginal potency and internal potency, they are of the same quality. They are of same quality. And there is another potency that is called external potency. What is that external potency? The avidya karma sangha anya tritiya shakti rishya. Vishnu Shakti para prokta. Khetra gnyakya tatha para. Vishnu Shakti, the Lord's potency, is para. That is spiritual. Vishnu Shakti para. And Vishnu Shakti para. Vishnu Shakti. And Khetogya tha tathapara. And Khetogya, the living entities, the Khetogya is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Yeah, idam sariram khetram iti abhidhiyate. And one who knows this khetra, khetragya iti abhidhiyate, these are stated in the Bhagavad Gita. So the leading entity is khetragya. So khetragya is also para. But besides these two shakti, there is another tritiya shakti, which is avidya, everything in ignorance. Here in this material world, everyone is in ignorance. Everyone. Even Brahma. Brahma, he was ignorant, but he was given knowledge by Krishna. Tini Brahma Rida. Adikavi. Adikavi means Brahma. So the basic knowledge, Tini Brahma. Brahma means this basic knowledge, Sabda Brahma. So there was one creature, Brahmanji, and he was educated. How he was educated? Rida. Ishara Sarvabhutanam Riddhi Sodhina Dishti. Because at that time there is no other way but to transfer the knowledge from within. Buddhi yogam dadamitam jinamamukajanti. See, that is Chaitanya Guru, Krishna, Paramatma. So Brahma is also educated. That means, beginning from Brahma down to the small insect, they are all in ignorance. All fools and rest. That is the constitutional position. Nobody should be proud of his knowledge. Everyone is a rascal. Everyone. Here it is said, Krishmananam avidya kama karma bhi. The Brahma is desiring that if I can get the opportunity, the post of Brahma, and I can create a big universe, he was also thinking like that. And the small insect, it is also thinking like that. If I can create a small hole within the room, then I can live very peacefully. And the same problem. As Brahma is thinking to create an universe, you are thinking to create a skyscraper building. The ant is thinking to create a hole within the room. The quality of the work is the same. But because we are fools, that these things are material, it will not stay. On account of ignorance, we are thinking that this will be very nice, this will be very nice, this will be very nice. Kama karma bhi, creating some kama desire and working in that. Therefore, Klishanti, to become Brahma, that is not very easy thing. Brahma is such a big force, very qualified, highly advanced in austerities, penance. He is given. He is also a living entity. Just like in your America, you are also a citizen, and President Nixon or Ford, he is also a citizen. But by dint of his ardent labor and diplomacy, he has captured that post. But he is an ordinary citizen. Just like President Nixon, now he is dragged down. He is no more president, ordinary citizen. Similarly, if you like, you can also become Brahma. Kama karma bhi. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Brahma janme nahi moro aas. Kita janma hau jatha tu aas. This is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's song. They let me become one insect where there is your devotee. Because if I fall down on the dust of the devotee, my life will be saved. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Kito janma ho jathatua. Mohirmo brahma. Brahma janma is not easy. It is very difficult. But if Brahma is bohirmo, bohirmukh means not devotee of Krishna, it is possible because we are in ignorance, maya. At any time we can forget Krishna. Therefore we have to always be engaged in Krishna consciousness so that we may not forget Krishna. That is stated here. Sravana smarana arahana. Sravana means hearing. And smarana means memorizing. And arahana means worshipping the deity. If you engage yourself always in this business, all these centers are being open only for this business. Chanting, dancing, worshipping, so that we may not forget Krishna. So, sadātado bhāva bhāvita, if we are always engaged in thinking of Krishna, then there is chance at the end of life, ante nārāyana smriti. Then there is chance. Everything has to be practiced. That's like if you want to dance in this stage. So, you have to perform many rehearsals. How to dance. Then, if you become expert dancer, then when you dance on this stage, you get very good dance. But that very good dancer, you cannot say, I go immediately to this stage, and I become a good dancer. That is not possible. If one says, no, I shall not attend the rehearsal. You give me the stage. No director will allow me. Then he's a rascal. You cannot become all of a nice dancer without practicing it. So, real purpose of life is ante narayana smriti. Jangam bapi smarana bhavam sajatante. If at the time of death you can remember, you can memorize Krishna, then your life is successful. Smarana. So, it has to be practiced. So you have got that? You could not? Kiratam hunam the pudding the pukkasa? Kiratam. He knows. Second canto, fourth chapter. So, asmin bhave. This is the problem. These rascals, they do not care to understand. They are so absorbed in ignorance. Just like some of the smugglers, they go on with their work. They do not know. Some of them know also that we will be punished, we will be arrested. Still they go on. That is the difficulty. A thief knows that if I am arrested for this criminal act, I will be punished. He knows it. And perhaps he has been punished several times. But he still commits the same thing. He steals. Puna puna chadvita chadma. So why? Ignorance. So therefore this very word is avidya. He never thinks he is so much absorbed in ignorance that he has no time to think that repeatedly I am stealing and repeatedly I am arrested and I am punished. I sent to jail. Why I am doing this? The result is not very good. Just like a person too much sexually inclined, he suffers in so many venereal diseases, undergoes operation, and still he goes to prostitute again, does the same. This is avoid astri sangha, illegitimate, illegitimate also. After sex, the woman is pregnant and she has to suffer for 10 months. And at the time of delivery, it is very dangerous sometimes. And the man also, after he gets the child, he has to take care of the child. He has to work hard to give education. This is proper sex. With the proper sex, there are so many difficulties. And what to speak of the improper sex? You kill the child, you take contraceptive, you make this, you make that. Therefore, Shastra says, Bahudukta Bhaja, after sex life. Oh, there are so many troubles. Bahudukta Bhaja. Simply trouble. Either legitimate or illegitimate. Simply trouble. Astitpantani, Hakkatpana. But because he is rascal, ignorant, he is not satisfied. Again does the same thing. Puna puna, charvita charvana. Again. This is called Bhavarup. Janmaitanadi grihame di sukham mitucham kandugani nakarayu vivodukhadukham. Vivodukhadukham. Simply trust. Therefore, Vedic civilization is to train this small boy to remain brahmachari, not to take trouble. But if one is unable, he is allowed. So, on being trained up in the beginning as brahmachari, he does not stay for many years in the family life. He retires very soon and becomes vanaprastha, then sannyas. That is the training. So, here it is said, Klishamalalam, everyone is suffering. Birds, bees, animals, and trees, plants, and even Brahma, even Indra. Indra is also not safe. He is always anxious. Nobody computer may not come. So here in this material world, everyone is Krishnaman, suffering. At least with anxiety. Sada samudvigna asat grahat. Tatsadhumannai suravajya dehinam sada samudvigna dhiyam asat grahat. Everyone in this material world, always anxiety. Krishnamananam, that will be called. Asmin bhave Krishnamananam. Why Krishnamananam? Why they are always suffering in anxiety? Avidya, kama karma bhi. Because they are rascals. Therefore, Krishna is giving so much stress. You rascal, give up all this business. You surrender unto me. Because everyone is rascal. That is Krishna's very good mercy. He is the Supreme Father. Therefore, directly he says, Sarva Guryatama, this is the most confidential knowledge I am giving you. Rascal, you give up everything and simply surrender it. Sarva Dharmaan Paritajya Mahami Gamsa. Yes. That is required. So Kunti says that you have come to teach rascals like these and engage them in this business, Sravana Smarana Aramana. savana, because this is bhakti. Savanam kirtanam Vishnu. But their soul asketh, as soon as the Vaishnavas begin, Savanam Krishna Vishnu, the rascal Sami will say, no, any name Savan will do. Any name. Why Vishnu or Kali? You know, in Bengal, there's a party, Kali Kirta. What is this nonsense, Kali Kirta? Huh? In the Shastra, there is no such thing as Kali Kirta. Kirtan means Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu. Vishnu Kirtan. But these rascals have discovered, because they are very fertile brain, and they can discover something. Jatamat Tatam. I have discovered this. What is this? Kali Kirtan. Dugga Kirtan. But Shastra does not say. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does not say. Shastra says, Hare Nama. The holy name of Hari, Krishna. Not any other name. Not any other name. So, Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu. When there is question of Savanam Arahanam and these things are of Vishnu. Where is that verse? Just Savanam, just Kirtanam. So this Savanam Kirtanam has been described by Sukadev Goswami in Canto 2nd chapter 4, very nice. He said, Jat Kirtanam Jat Smaranam Jat Ikshanam Jat Vandanam Jat Savanam Jat Arahanam Lokasya Sadya Vidhanoti Kalmasam Tasmai Subhadya Savasi Namo. Very nice actually. Sukadeva Goswami, before speaking Srimad Bhagavatam, is offering his obeisances to Krishna. For that, I offer my obeisances tasmai unto him. Subhadra Sravasi, simply hearing of him is Subhadra, not Abhadra. Subhadra. Subhadra Sravasi Namonu. So, Sukadeva Goswami, Jat Kirtanam, Jat Smaranam, either he glorify Krishna. There are so many glorifications. The whole Bhagavad is glorification. So you have got, this is the glorification by Sukadeva Goswami. Jat Kirtanam, Jat Smaranam. Either you glorify or simply meditate upon him, Jat Smaranam. Jat Ikshanam. Simply if you sit down in front of the deity and go on seeing. Do nothing. Simply see how nicely there is Krishna. How nicely there is Radharani. Simply if you see, it is said, Jat Ikshanam. Jat Ikshanam. Savanam Kirtanam, if you have no capacity to chant, or if you have no such fixed up mind, your mind is so disturbing that you cannot fix up your mind in Krishna, then the chance is given here is deity, you simply see. Simply see. And if you are engaged in the service, there is good chance of seeing always 24 hours. While you are cleansing the floor of the temple or the room, you are seeing. You are dressing, you are seeing. You are bathing, you are seeing. You are offering food, you are seeing. This is the process. So people are so rascals. they do not come even to see. They are so fallen now. They do not come. Huh, what is this? Deity worship. Idol worship. Idol worship. They will worship Gandhi's statue and this statue, that statue. But when they are asked to come here and see the deity worship nicely, no, this is idol worship. I have seen in Calcutta that Sir Ashutosh Mukherjee's statue there is in the Chaurangi Square. So, in the morning, these ordinary sweepers, they will clean the statue with their brush. Because whole year, the crows have passed tool on the face. So, it has become a very solid stool, fixed up. So, I have seen it, brushing like this. This is their option. This is allowed. And if you worship the deity, base the deity, this is idol worship. And that municipal brush, sweeping brush, and on the face of Sir Ashutosh Mukherjee, brushing, that is very good. Just see how much rascal. In the morning this business is done, and in the evening all big men will come and flowering, garland, full of garlands. And after evening they'll go away, and again next morning the crows will pass through. That kind of worship is accepted. And if you install deity of Krishna and worship him nicely, these are for the fools and rascals, less intelligent. And he is very intelligent. This is going all over the world. They are worshipping Napoleon, they are worshipping, I have seen in Paris, Napoleon statue. France and Napoleon one. I asked them, where is your Napoleon? France is there, but where is your Napoleon? So, these things are going on all over the world. Why? No, avidya. The disease is avidya, kama, karma, vi. So, people are so much embarrassed with this avidya, kama, karma, vi. And to educate them, to rescue them from these classes of avidya, kama, karma, vi, is this Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasi. That is the Sanansara stand. So, that is explained in this verse also by Sukadeva Goswami. Jat Kirtanam Jat Smaranam Jat Ichanam. Kirtanam, Smaranam, and if you are unable to do this, just like this, children. They cannot meditate. But simply they sit down and see Krishna. Here is Krishna, here is Radharani. That is also a small child. He also gets the benefit. An animal gets the benefit. Simply by seeing. Just bandhanam. And if there is a still more intelligent, then offer prayer. Either of these. Jat Vandhanam, Jat Sravanam, Jat Arahanam. This similar parallel, Arahanam. If you are expert, trained by your spiritual master how to worship, that is Arahanam. And Sravanam, the same thing. Jat Vandhanam, offering prayers. Somewhere or other. Therefore, I say that the Christian, they are also Vaishnava. The Muslims, they are also Vaishnav, very lower state, because they are offering prayer, Jat Vandhanam. They offer prayer, O God, give us our daily bread. They do not know very much, but the beginning is there. beginning is there because they have approached Chaturvidha Bhajanti Maam, Sukriti and Arjuna, that going to the church or going to the mosque, that is also pious activity. One day they will come out, pure Vaishnava. One day. But that beginning is good. But atheism, don't go to church, don't go to temple, don't go to mosque, this propaganda is very, very dangerous to the human society. Something, do, try to understand that education, that a child is sent to his school, let him learn simply ABCD, it doesn't matter. So, one day, if he's interested, he may become very good scholar. But, to give up religion altogether, secular, simply open factory, bolt and nut, and work hard and drink and take meat, what is this civilization? What is this civilization? Therefore, we are suffering. Again, bhava. Here it is said that avidya kama karma bhi, by ignorance, they are thinking, by opening factories, they will be happy. That is avidya, he does not know that this is ignorance. Why you should open factory? This is called ugra karma. There is no need of opening factory. You have got land, here are so many lands, you produce your food grains, annad bhavanti bhutani, you eat sumptuously food grain, milk, and that will be available without any factory. The factory cannot produce milk or food grain. The present scarcity of foodstuff, because everybody is engaged in the city, they're producing bolts and nuts. Who is producing food grain? This is the solution of economic problem. Annan bhavanti bhutan. Therefore, we are trying to engage our men to produce their own food, be self-sufficient, so that this rascal may see that how one can live very peacefully eating the food grains and milk and chant Hare Krishna. This is our mission. We don't deny the food. There are after Daridranana and Sabha. But why Daridranana? Why not cheap Nana? Not there. Rich Nana. Everyone should be engaged. Bhagavat Prasadam. We don't make any distinction. Daridranana or Rich Nana, Dhani Nana. Everyone, come on, take Prasad. So, this process of Krishna consciousness should be very vigorously propagated all over the world. Simply by seeing the deity, simply by joining Hare Krishna mantra chanting, Savanam Kirtanam. Here it is said, just Kirtanam. The Kirtanam word is first used. Simply by Kirtanam. Just Kirtanam, just Maranam. If you perform Kirtan, then you will be able to think of Krishna. That I dance 2 hours, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. What is the meaning? That is smaran. Again, smaran, Krishna. He may think that foolishly I have chanted for 2 hours, Krishna, Krishna. That means, again, smaran. Krishna caught up. Then, just ekhanam. So, just like people are purchasing our Krishna book, because Krishna movement is going on, so they are purchasing out of curiosity. What is this Krishna? Let us see. The Vikhana, let us see the book. And immediately he will see the picture, Radha Krishna. The Vikhana. And if you open the book, they will see more. The Vikhana. Then there is Vandanam. There are so many prayers glorifying Krishna. Then Savang, others will hear, somebody will read. And then, if he is fortunate enough, he will become Krishna conscious or Arahanam. He will engage in the worshipping of deity. So, lokasya shaddam vidunati kalmasam. These processes, sabanam, kirtanam, vishnam, smaranam, so perfect that as soon as you take them, not all of them, either all of them or some of them or at least one of them, then what happens? Lokasya shaddam vidunati kalmasam. Tasmai Subhajas Sabati Noma. I am offering what say to that Supreme Personality of Godhead. Simply by remembering Him, simply by glorifying Him, simply by seeing so many things happen. So Sukadeva Goswami, the authority, is one of the authority. Vyasati. Bali Vyasa Vyasati. Of the 12 authorities, Sukadeva Goswami is the authority. Mahajana Jena Gatastha Pantha, we have to follow the authority. So he said, simply by performing these process, Sabanam Kitanam Vishnu, then what you are? Lokasya Shadra Vidhunoti Karmasam, this material contamination will be washed off. Lokasya Shadra. When washed off? Immediately, sir, immediately. No waiting. Sadhya. This is Krishna consciousness moment. Thank you.